us, Secondhand Film Critics, your favorite source for mildly pretentious, semi-uneducated, and highly unqualified opinions on movies. I am Kayla, and I am here with my co-host,
Noah, dropping the Christmas monikers now, because we are officially over. Well, it's still technically the time of year, but this is not a Christmas movie, holiday movie we are talking about, so...
No, unfortunately not.
I mean, it is maybe Christmas for some people, probably most of all James Cameron, who has been working on this movie for 13 years. So it's probably a sort of Christmas feeling for him, but it's not Christmas on the pod anymore. Take down the decorations and pack it up, kids. Haul down the holly.
Great.
Pull down the holly. Yeah, so we'll have this episode, and then we do usually take a two-week break for the holidays. So we'll be the next 2 weeks off, so you'll have to do without us for 2 weeks. So I'm sorry about that. But we'll be back in the new year with a very exciting episode to kick off the year. Mm. We won't reveal it yet. But so we'll have this episode, and then a 2 weeks break, and then we'll be back with some more... Just A-plus top-tier podcasting.
Mm-hmm. Always.
Only the best from us. We strive for perfection. I think before we talk about this movie, though, let's quick talk about the answers we got to last week's question of the week. In this way, it can still be Christmas a little bit, because we are asking about what is your favorite holiday release, you as in the listeners, favorite holiday release of the year. So... There are a lot to choose from, and we got a few answers here. We got actually four answers, because we got three. We just got a new one that came in on Instagram, so look at that. Do you want to read some of the ones we have on Instagram?
Sure. So Zach Smith said, I guess Guardians of the Galaxy, which doesn't sound very...
Doesn't sound very enthusiastic,
enthusiastic.
Zach.
But he did say the soundtrack was killer, which I feel like that's the one thing that can be agreed upon about that movie. I think it could have been better. I think that we could have had some more bangers in there. But I do think that it worked for what it was. And mm-hmm. I thought the special itself was bad, but the music was good.
There you go. Well, it seems like Guardians of the Galaxy was pretty popular, so... Bryce also shouted out Guardians of the Galaxy. And then what is he talking about? This circle. Am I forgetting what circle is?
Yeah, my mom liking Post Malone circle.
Oh, circle as in the song.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, circle is a mom song. It really is. That's like the quintessential song for the moms.
Mm-hmm.
Post Malone before his concerts probably goes like, in this... This one's for all the moms out there. And then he says that before every song, probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
The moms on tour with Post Malone? I don't know. And then we also got someone, we got Kevin on Facebook, who also shouted out Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I think it's more like...
This is the only thing that people have watched.
I think that's what I'm getting. Because I feel like... It's not like, I know that people like it, but I do feel like there are better things that have come out this year if people had like,
well, because
really
Bryce said that one
holidays.
By default, so he's probably only seen that one. I don't think he logged Spirited or anything like that, so.
Maybe we're the only people that seek out new holiday movies. Maybe that's just an us thing.
And then Mike said, Violent Night, I guess, with three crying emojis. Wait, let me see what he rated Violent Night.
Maybe that's the only thing that they've watched. Again, maybe that's like the default thing.
He did watch the Guardian. I know that he did watch the Guardians.
Okay.
But
he didn't like it, I'm assuming then.
Yeah, well, his review is wish it was slightly less dude bro and a little more whimsical.
You know, that could be said for quite a few movies, honestly. I feel like there's a lot of movies that could take that note.
Yeah.
What if you handed that in to like a director of a movie? Like less dude bro. More
whimsy,
more sleigh. Yeah, I think we should start giving notes like that now. Yeah, I think, like you said, not a lot of people are really seek out these movies or these shows, and they kind of come into them later. I did finish, as like an update, the Santa Clauses show.
Mm.
And you know, it wasn't awful. I think like when you think of the overall arc of the story, it's a good idea. It should have been either cut down or longer because it's way too rushed. Like they try to do a lot of things in the 6 episodes, and it feels like there was a lot of material that was cut. And so it kind of just, and it feels a little cheap too. Like it feels like they did not have enough money for like to get a lot of actors at the North Pole. The North Pole feels pretty sparse. I do know they're getting another season though, so I guess it did well enough for them to do another season of it.
Yeah, enough people watched it, I guess.
Yeah, no one that listens to our show, I guess. I would say I only recommend it if you're watching it with like a family. I don't think it's really worth sitting down watching like 3 hours of more Santa Claus material. Just rewatch the first two, I guess, is what I would say. Okay, I think we should just jump right in then, or dive right in to Avatar: The Way of Water. See what I did?
Dive in. I heard. Yeah, that was really good. Uh-huh. Really clever.
Thank you. This is obviously probably the biggest release of this month, at least for the general public. I think there are other releases I might be more excited for, but like this is like the last big release of the year.
Excuse me, Puss in Boots comes out.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry. Sorry to all my, I don't know what the fandom is called.
The pussies.
I was going to say like, yeah, I was like, I don't know if that one is what we're going with, but shout out to all the boot heads out there. Hope that movie is good for you guys. But I would say this is one that people have been really looking forward to for a long, long time. And it is just an exciting release. Just the fact that it's out is exciting in of itself. So we can read a little synopsis here. I can find one. It's not really, though, as we'll get into, super plot heavy. Like, it is plot heavy, but I don't know if the plot actually, like, matters. Like, will sway you enough to see it, you know? Like, if I read this plot, I don't think it's going to make you see it or turn you away from seeing it. It's just kind of, like, what the movie is about, but it's not really why you go see the movie. But, so, just as a little summary, some spoilers for the first movie, I guess. So they form the family. They're in Pandora, having a great time doing family things, family game nights. There's no family game nights, but maybe there are. However, though, of course, the Sky People return after, I think, 10 years, they said it was, away. And the family must leave their home and explore other regions of Pandora. And then it also says here, when an ancient threat resurfaces, Jake must fight a difficult war against the humans. So again, it's just like not a very, the summary is not great for this movie. Like, I just feel like the plot is not why you really watch it. It's like, you know what you're getting before you really see the movie, but it is just like, similar to the first one where like they go to this new area and they kind of have to learn the rules of this new area and they explore it. And then you also have a lot of fight scenes with big blue people, you know? That's really what you're signing up for when you buy a ticket to this movie. And you have a little background written here though on it. Do you want to read some of this? Obviously, if we did a full episode on the history of this movie, it probably would take 3 hours. So this is a very quick just like
run through. Yeah, this is basically just a timeline of this movie being made and like how it took
perfect.
Why it took so long for it to happen. So the sequel was announced immediately following the success of the first movie. So the first movie came out in 2009 and they announced the sequel like right away in 2010.
Of course.
And they were originally planning on releasing the second one in 2014. And they also had said they were going to do a third. So the original goal was trilogy. They had plans for 2 and 3, but then they were like, what if we made 5 whole movies?
What if we made four more movies?
And they were like, great, franchise, love it, let's do it, we'll make billions of dollars. So reportedly, the sequels all together, so all 5, have a budget of $1 billion, which would have been $250 million per movie. But this one ended up being
that
like...
didn't happen.
350 for the whatever, like the movie, and then I guess like plus all the marketing and stuff, it seems that it was around $450 million was the final budget. So, but it looks like it's going to make, I mean, it already made all that back this weekend, so I don't think they'll have any issues. A
James Cameron W, classic. Man.
So, they began production in August of 2017. The reason it took so long to start production was because they had to figure out how to do the motion tracking underwater, which had never been done before. And so they started filming both of them. So Avatar 2 and 3, which is supposed to come out supposedly in 2024. So I guess we'll see, because it's already almost all shot. So it's it just is all everything else. And so they, like, the principal photography was in late September of 2017. And so this was all just the performance, like, motion tracking. So, all, like, September through November was all them doing the underwater, and like...
September 2017 to November 2018.
Yes.
So, not, so over a year. Yes,
over a year of them just doing all the water. And they had to do, like, a bunch of tests in the original months that were just, like, trying to figure it out, like, with the actors and training the actors and going through all this stuff. And then doing, like, smaller test tanks and bigger test tanks, blah, 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 blah. Really complicated stuff that I don't understand. And then live action filming. So although the live action is less of the movie, there was still all this other stuff they had to film.
Yeah. Well, and for the third one, too. So, like, they're filming both of them.
Yes. So this began in February of 2019 and concluded in November. No, at the end of November of that year, and they were supposed to, like, start back up in 2020, and then COVID happened, and so they got, like, mega delayed until June of 2020. They were the first, like, major Hollywood blockbuster to resume production, and this was because they were shooting in New Zealand, and New Zealand precautions were, like, more in place, like, as a country, so they, like, had all these quarantine procedures and everything that they had to follow.
New Zealand always just sounds great. Every time I hear about New Zealand, it just sounds like an ideal place to live. Maybe we should move to New Zealand. That just sounds great over there.
So they had finished all that by September 2020. And then Avatar 3, at that time, I'm assuming by now they've filmed the rest of it, but at that time it was 95% complete, so they still had live action they needed to get for that movie, but everything with Avatar 2 was done by then. And so now it seems like both, obviously this one came out, but it seems like the Avatar 3 is probably completely done filming. I don't know if they'll do any, like, reshoots or anything like that, but that is expected to come out in 2024 is what they say. So
that's what the rumors are. And I think he said that if there was, like, enough excitement around the second one, then they will do the other two, but if there isn't, then they'll just do it as a trilogy. So I feel like that must mean the third one, like, has some kind of conclusive ending. I mean, I guess you could say that this one maybe does too.
He said basically each of them have an ending that can be the ending if they can't make another one.
That's pretty smart plan.
Yeah,
honestly.
So it was kind of like, I read that he had said that this one, he didn't want it to end on a cliffhanger because he thought that was stupid, but also because then if something happens, then you have a conclusive ending, but there's enough that you can make more, basically.
Yeah, that's a great, I think most movies should do that.
And the other scripts are written as well. Like, they were all written already. They have 4 and 5 written, I guess. But I think the third one is also still supposed to be water. And then the fourth and fifth shift into a different planet is kind of what I...
Desert.
like, it was supposed to just explore other... I don't know. I've read very little about this today. I skimmed a bunch of articles. But it seemed like the next one is supposed to also have a lot of water and then transition into something else. I don't know.
Ideally, I would hope the next one is, like, a good, like, a mix of the first two. More forest, but also, like, also the water. Like, it would be cool if they could find a way to mix them a little bit, since we've had, like, a full movie dedicated to each one. That's what I would hope for. So like you said, it's already doing really well at the box office. This weekend it did 134 million domestic, 435 global. Like you said, that's basically the whole budget. It does still need to make, I guess, with like everything, they said it needs to make 2 billion to like break even. But I mean, then you also have to factor in like digital sales, physical sales, like that can be something that they recoup over a long, like I think it will be just fine if it doesn't make the full 2 billion and the theater. So that's the third biggest global opening weekend since the pandemic, followed by Doctor Strange in No Way Home. So No Way Home did 600 and Doctor Strange is basically right around there with 442. So basically tied with Doctor Strange.
Yeah, so close. It was so close.
I know. Yeah, it was just like if a few other people just bought some tickets. And then so obviously like the big thing now is like how high will it go? You know, because we know it's going to make a good amount, but will it hit 2 billion? Will it hit even 1.5 billion? No Way Home did not hit 2 billion. It got to 1.9. And Top Gun and Jurassic World are the only other two to hit 1 billion so far.
Since COVID.
Since COVID, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
So, I don't know. We'll see. I think it'll hit 1 billion at least.
Oh, yeah. I think that it was a great slot for them to release this movie in.
Yeah.
Because there's not much else coming out. Great, like, holiday season. I do think there will be people who want to rewatch this, like, or go see it maybe, like, with another family member because they're like, oh, you have to experience this like in the theater. Like, I do think it will be a quote unquote event. I just don't know how big of an event, you know, and like how far that will carry. So I guess we'll see, especially just after the first week, because I feel like a lot of movies recently have been doing really good early on. And then right after the first week, they drop off pretty hard. It just feels like they don't get a lot. There's not a lot of more word of mouth like there used to be or people repeat viewings. I think that's why No Way Home did well is because, and Top Gun, like a lot of word of mouth about those movies and people going back multiple times to see them. So I guess we'll see how that does with this one. I think now, though, we can just get into the film, get into the nitty gritty. This will firstly be non-spoilers, which, again, it's not like there's a ton to spoil about this movie.
Yeah, and then it's pretty straightforward.
We will get into some spoilers after the ad break, but I do feel like even all the interesting stuff to talk about is already just, like, non-spoiler stuff. I feel like there's not many spoiler stuff that I'm like, I can't wait to talk about that, because it's not really a movie based around twists or reveals like so many movies are now. Which is kind of refreshing. It's like nice to not always have to be like looking forward for a reveal or like looking for Easter eggs for the next movie. Like it's a little relaxing. So expectations going in, theater experience, blah, blah, blah. Did you see the first movie in the theater? Did you see it afterwards?
Oh, did not. Like how I saw it afterwards.
On a TV, on a plane. On a phone?
On a TV, on an probably. IPad. I don't know. I mean, we had the Blu-ray, so I would assume on the TV.
Did you watch it a lot or just like the one time?
No, I don't just, like the first one. So okay. I watched it probably once and that was it.
Okay, so you watched it the one time. I just recently actually saw the first one because I was like, it wasn't everything I was rushing to see, I guess, especially because it's very long. So it just wasn't something I was always like, oh man, I gotta make sure I cross that off the list. And then I knew like in 2018, like that once the second one came out, they would 100% be re-releasing the first one. Like I felt like that was just inevitable. So I saw the first one like a few months ago when they re-released it in theaters, which I was glad about because I really don't think I would have liked it as much if I had seen it just like on Disney Plus, especially because Disney Plus compression is like so bad. Disney Plus movies look just awful. Their streaming quality, they compress their movies just terribly. It's really annoying. And I really enjoyed the first movie. I think, not like a spoiler, but I think the first movie is better than the second one. For a few reasons, but I was pretty excited going into this one. And I think there was a lot of hype around it obviously before. And also a lot of the early reviews were really positive, which is always good. So I was pretty excited going in. I wasn't expecting like to be blown away, I guess, but I just was expecting like a very well-made, like exciting movie, I guess, is what I really wanted, I guess, going in. And then theater experience, I went on a Saturday night, so it wasn't like opening night, but it was sold out, the theater. It was an IMAX 3D screening, so it was like a lot of people were trying to get tickets to that one, I think. So it was sold out. I know that because there was a person in front of us that bought tickets to the wrong theater. So like they went to that one, but they bought them for like a different location. And so they were like, can we just buy tickets for this showtime? And they were like, it's sold out. So that was a real bummer for them. I felt bad for them. But yeah, it was sold out, which is pretty crazy. It was like the first time in so long that I can remember having to like look for a parking spot at a movie theater. Usually I can just like not even think about parking. I just like pull into whatever spot is open. But this is the first time I've had to like drive down a lot, just like 10 feet and just be like, where is a parking spot? Which was kind of fun. It was the first time that's happened since like Avengers Endgame, probably. That was the last movie that I probably had to do that for.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I saw it midday today, so Monday. So, I mean, there was enough people in the theater that like there was audience reaction to things. So like it wasn't like it was a completely empty theater, which is kind of funny since I saw that like 11 a.m. on a Monday.
Yeah, that's actually wild.
But it is like 11 a.m. school break now, so like there were a few kids there like with their parents. I was not particularly excited about this movie. I just don't really care. I don't really like
James Cameron is crying right now. He is in a corner. Sure.
I didn't really care for the first one, and so this one like didn't really particularly interest me for any reason, because I don't find the first one interesting, so I don't know why I would find this one, you know what I mean? Like if it's not something that appeals to me, then and this kind of action movie isn't really my thing anyway. But yeah, it was an interesting that there was a guy in front of me who was like, he was having a good time, and like I can be here for people enjoying movies, but like, do you really need to like shout and clap multiple times at not even the big climax?
You get two claps, I think, per movie. If it's like this long, I would give two claps.
Well, and he would like laugh so loud at something that was like not even.
Well, there's like not even any jokes in this.
Well,
movie.
Yeah, like what there's maybe one at? Or two lines that like are kind of a joke, or someone gives a look that's like, okay, but it's kind of like one of those things where you're like, oh, huh. Like you just let out a breath, but he was like, yeah. Ah, ah, ah. It's like, oh my God.
Big Avatar guy.
He was a big, I mean, like, I'm glad he was having a fun time, but I was like, bro. Like he was clapping like, I mean, a normal, like when the final battle starts or whatever, which is like the last hour of the movie, like just a normal kill, like a normal battle kill. It was
like just,
yeah. And I was like, okay, we're going to be doing this the whole time. So that was a lot, but I didn't get annoyed when there was a little kid next to me, like a couple seats down. He was probably 10. And he clapped at one of the things, and I was like, that's fine.
Well, like, again, I mean, and also he's keeping his claps for when
he clapped once, and it was at the perfect clapping moment, and I was like, cool.
Yeah, you can't overdo the claps or they lose all meaning. That's kind of what, you know? So he seems like he's on a good path.
Yeah,
for movie
and
when
the trailers were playing, they played that awful Dungeons and Dragons trailer. That's like a horrible trailer, horrible poster. But I'll go see the movie. Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Mom, I want to see that. Can we go see that?" And she was like, "Oh yeah, well like it. We don't know when it's coming out yet, but we can see it next year." And he was like, "I love Dungeons and Dragons." I was like, "Yeah, buddy, go."
That movie is for one is for someone.
Yeah,
because I was looking at the poster, like, who asked for this
the
movie?
The poster
and apparently
is bad, and the trailer is definitely not a great trailer. I'm assuming the movie's gonna be pretty bad too, but I think it'll be a fun time.
Do you remember? Is it who's in that movie? Like, who's the main?
Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. Do you remember the movie with Matt Damon, like The Great Wall, or like there was another movie he did, it was like the War of the World, like the Warlock movie, or like what's that video game where it's like the Warcraft movie? in 2016. That's what vibes that movie gives me. That Warcraft movie from 2016. Matt Damon was so not funny. In that movie, but yeah, that is what that movie reminds me of.
Well, I don't even
know. He was in the Great Wall, though, okay. Which I also didn't see, but it also gives me vibes. I don't know why I was getting Great Wall vibes. Anyway, first time someone's mentioned the Great Wall since its release, probably. So, this movie, it's 3 hours long, 3 hours, 12 minutes long. It's definitely a very, like, you have to really sit in it. And like you said, the last hour is basically the climax. I would say...
The first hour was the roughest hour for me.
Exactly. Yeah, the beginning feels like there was a lot cut. And it was, like, jumping, like, between... I was like, what is going on?
I had felt like I had been in the theater for an hour. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to order food, but I'm not going to order food until I'm, like, an hour and a half into the movie, right? Because I was like, that seems like a good eating point. And so I was like, oh, yeah, like, I'm probably hitting an hour here. And I looked at my phone, and it had been, like, 25 minutes. And I was like, oh, no. But just that first, like, section... Like, they did some exposition at the beginning, which was fine. It was, like, narrated, so it's quick enough that, like, I don't know, like, it's kind of annoying, but you have to do it to kind of have it.
Yeah.
But, like, it just kept going and going and going, and I was like, I don't know, I feel like we could have at least pared that down and made it, like, a smoother transition and, like, cut some of the stuff out.
Yeah, it feels like we're just in the forest for too long.
Yeah, because I felt like either too much was cut or not enough was cut. Like, there was this weird balance that I was like... And then once we got to the water world, that is... I liked it a little more. And I felt like the pacing finally, like, caught up with itself. Like, it felt like it made sense. And so the last 2 hours were a little better than the first, for sure.
Yeah, the first, I think, I like parts of the first hour. I think it's just, like, it does feel a lot of times like they're just trying to get all the pieces in place for the next 2 hours. Like, and so I do feel like there's a lot of parts that it's either too slow, like you said, or too rushed. So, like, in the beginning, they blaze by, like, a ton of things. So it's, like, the sky people arrive, and then all of a sudden there's a train that they're, like, hijacking, and it's 2 years later. And, like, when did this train get built? And what, like, they do a lot of stuff off screen in the beginning where it's like, okay,
yeah,
I guess it was like they're coming.
And then it was like, okay, now we're, like, living here in this other place and we're warrior. Like, I don't know. I just felt like there was a lot that was skipped that could have given us more context, or I don't know.
Like, I feel like if we had maybe gone right to the train hijack, they could have done enough to explain to us what had happened since then, you know? Like, it just maybe, like, the exposition then going into that was just like, okay, we were first just explaining literally every detail that's happened over the last 10 years, and now we jump 2 years ahead and it's like nothing is explained. I'm like, okay, I guess there's a train now. I think, like, I think the battle is actually pretty cool with the train, but there's just, like, it's moving very fast. And it's also, like, you know, the water's coming, and it's like, how long till we get to the water? Because, like, I feel like we're in the forest, and we're already in the forest for almost 3 hours in the last movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, once it gets to the second hour, which I would say is, like, the second act almost, it's like each hour is its own act almost in this movie. That is where it definitely picked up a lot for me too. I would say there's parts of the first hour that I liked, but it hits its stride a lot when they get to the water. And it's easy to tell that that's where, like, they were wanting to get this whole movie, because it really, like, slows down in that hour to allow for a lot of the underwater sequences and just, like, getting to know a lot of the characters more, which is funny because, like, we're just thrown with these characters in the beginning and we don't know much about them until hour two, which is when we kind of learn more about them and their personalities, and especially, like, the Sigourney Weaver character and then the younger son, like, those two, I think, are the main that they spend a lot of time with.
Yeah.
And then hour three is really just one long battle sequence.
Yeah.
I would say really every hour, I think I liked more than the last. Like, I think the first hour was my least favorite, and I liked the second hour more, and then the third hour was my favorite. So I think, like, throughout the movie, it was increasing in my enjoyment of it. Overall, I think it's a good movie. I think there are issues, but I had a really just fun time watching it. And like I was kind of saying before, it was really nice to watch a movie that wasn't tied down by like all of this lore and other movies that I had to like keep track of. Like, it was nice to just be in a world that has like a singular vision and a singular focus and not have to have it feel like it's being bogged down in any like bigger world, other stories that I'm having to consider while I watch it. And also, like, it was nice too to watch a movie that also wasn't trying to take itself too seriously. It didn't feel like it was trying to wink at the audience with the jokes and like really get the audience to like the movie. It was just kind of doing whatever it wanted. And sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. But I liked that it was just like going for it in some spots. What did you think overall? I mean, I know you kind of talked about the hours, as we're calling them, I guess. But
yeah, I mean, I like don't care about the action stuff. And so like the final hour.
The action stuff was awesome though.
Yeah, but I don't care about that. So I like that doesn't really appeal to me, you know? And so a whole hour of it, even if it looks cool, like I don't get off on action. So I'm not like, I just don't care as much. And so like the scenes that I liked were kind of the more just like chill, like let's explore the water mm-hmm. and swim around and hang out and like
which, touch there's a lot of
the
that
water
too.
Animals.
Yeah.
And those are the scenes that I liked, was the like calming, like, wow, this is really cool swimming in the water and looking at this plant or this animal. So that was like my favorite part mm. was kind of just those more exploring the world rather than the whole let's get in a fight kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. The underwater stuff is really cool. And it's a lot. I really want to buy the, I think it'd be interesting because I obviously they're going to have to do like a 4K release for the first one. So I would like to get both of those and watch the behind the scenes for both of them. Cause I feel like it'd be really interesting to see like the progress that was made for the first one, but then also how they had to develop all the technology for the second one. Cause I thought like a lot of the times when you're watching those slower scenes, you're also thinking like, I just don't know how they filmed this. Or how, like, what is real and what is not real, because it all looks, like, very good. And I know some people are complaining about, like, the higher frame rate in certain scenes. I didn't notice that at all. Like, I was not actively looking for it, but I was aware of it. So I was, like, aware of it was in the movie. But I wasn't really, I know some people have said they were thrown off by it. I felt like the whole movie looked really amazing. So I didn't notice that at all. And especially a lot of those underwater sequences, I think, were just incredible. And a lot of the creature design, I think the creature design in the first one didn't get to shine as much. So I like that they got to kind of explore some more creature designs in this one and just show them at a better light. Because in the forest, it was a little darker. So I think it's harder to see the creatures. But when they're in the water, I think it's really cool to like see the designs of all of the animals that they've made. And like you can see the things that they pulled from the real world, but also like how they've changed.
I tell
them a
you
bit.
What though, this is gonna make Little Mermaid look like shit.
It already made Black Panther look awful.
Yeah, but like, yeah, all the underwater stuff, definitely Black Panther was so dark underwater. I think just this proved that like how underwater can be cool and look cool. So I just know like based on the Little Mermaid trailer that the under like just watching this underwater sequence and then watching other underwater stuff, it's like okay, because I do think like they did a really good job even in the parts where like it is darker in the areas they are, like the way that they use light mm-hmm. to like come through the even at night, like in when it gets dark or there's like the eclipse, I guess it's not night, it's an eclipse.
I think it's just an eclipse for like 10 minutes and
like that, even underwater when they're in darkness, like it still looks cool. So I feel like it just is gonna blow everything else out of the water.
I think it was smart too. I feel like they did this in the first, they obviously did, so I don't know if they were doing this thinking about it, but how their skin glows in the dark was a very smart choice. Sure. Like it is really cool looking, but it's also very practical because if it's dark, it's like makes it really easy to see their facial expressions. Speaking of facial expressions, performances, I feel like similar to plot, you're not really watching these movies all the time for the performances. Like, sure. Either they're fine. Some of I think the dialogue doesn't do them a ton of favors at some points. Like, it's very generic, stilted dialogue. There's not a ton of like moments where you're like, man, what a great written piece of dialogue. Really dug deep there. So I feel like the performances are good enough where I can believe the story, but they're not a thing as like ever just like blow me out the water. Like, wow, what a Oscar worthy performance this person's giving. And I think the performances are more impressive, the fact that they were able to do it with like all the technology around them, you know? So I think that's the more impressive part, is like that they were able to make it feel real, even though it obviously was probably very awkward to act that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think there's certain people that did better than others. Mm-hmm. I thought the little girl was really good. The youngest, who I guess is supposed to be like 8. I'm sure the actress, I don't know how old she would have been when she filmed this.
Yeah, that's what's hard. It's like these people are probably like, way older now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure she's still young now, though. But she was, I thought, did very well.
I think Sigourney Weaver did really good for having to play like a teenager.
Yeah.
That probably was.
I thought she was fine.
Like, and I think I also want to see behind the scenes of her acting with the stuff on, but like,
yeah,
seeing her, I think that'd be very funny.
I mean, the daughters were, I liked their characters and their dynamic. And then I liked, the other, I thought the brothers were fine as well.
Yeah, I think that they were, I mean, I know they're supposed to be annoying, but they were a little annoying. And I think, well, the younger one's annoying, and the first one was just like very boring. Like, I could not remember a single thing about him right now. Like, he was just like a classic older brother, like, I gotta protect my siblings and lead the way.
Yeah,
I
definitely thought that the girls were more dynamic. Like, they're the one, because obviously, I mean, this isn't a spoiler, but like, obviously they're setting it up for these kids to helm, you know, in the future. And so, like, it's good that I like them enough, because I'm like, okay, that will, it could be interesting to see what they do. The other kid, Spider, hated
Spider.
Him. He was awful.
I don't know. That actor was making a few choices in this movie.
The actor was not good, and the character was not good. You know what? I looked him up to see what else he had been in. He was in a Switchfoot music video, which I thought was funny. And then I went and watched the Switchfoot music video to see him in it. But it was like forever ago. So he was obviously like really, really little.
I can see what they were doing with his character. Like, I understand what his who his character is, like what they're trying to do. But I just feel like it didn't translate on the page, on the screen, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Like, I see where they're going and I see what they're trying to do, like, especially with the ending of the movie. But it just doesn't hit. He was just annoying to me.
The dad, the main guy,
Jake Sully.
Oh my gosh, he annoyed me so much.
I like Jake Sully.
No,
I hate him. I think he's good.
No, I think he's awful. Like, he did not listen to his wife at all. He was just like, "This is what we're gonna do. This is what I'm doing. I'm the head of the family." And it was like, she was so smart and so cool. And if he had just listened to her, then a lot of their problems would not have happened. And I just think that she's the best. And
she is great, a punk. I think I like both of them. I think they're both and for good for different reasons. One thing that you're saying where like they wouldn't have been all this issue, that's one of my biggest issues with this movie. This isn't a spoiler because it's like the whole plot premise. I don't understand why they care so much about Jake Sully. Like, I understand that they have a grudge against him, but I feel like they're all the energy they are expending to find him, like, they could be using to do so many other things, like, just logically. Like, why are they so obsessed with, like, what is he doing right now that, like, if they get him, they will stop?
Well, Yeah. And I like I just he's just vibing there in the
that's
water.
That's what I'm saying. They're just living a life.
I just thought the whole like Colonel being like whole thing. Well, he's not a lot.
It is, but it isn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I just thought all of that was so silly. And I was like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It felt very like
cartoony.
Were these guys in love? Like, were they? Is this like a lover's quarrel?
That would
like,
be pretty great. Is that would be a great ending right to the now? Five series, the movie of five.
Yeah, I just.
You could definitely write that as like a fan. I think
I'm
you
sure
could definitely make the case.
I'm sure there's fan
you could make the case.
I'm sure there is.
Avatar fan fiction.
There's got to be. I'll look and see how many tags there are. Okay, so apparently there's only 380 Avatar fanfics.
Is that's a low number, I'm assuming, the way you're
very
saying
low,
it?
Very low, yes.
Okay. What is it looking like the main topics of these are? What are their ins?
6 Harry Potter crossovers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, there's no fan fiction.
Oh man.
What's the guy's name? Miles?
Sure.
That's the corporal's name, right? Miles?
Quaritch? I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's not.
Maybe we should write the
first
one. There's
a couple, there's two works that are threesome tags that have, there's one that has Sully and Miles in the threesome, but like.
Who's the other person?
Tana Wari?
No clue.
Oh, it's the, no, that's the guy, the leader of the water people.
Oh.
Too good. I will not be reading that one.
That's funny.
Yeah, but that's surprising to me. There's not any Jake Sully, Miles fan fiction.
Maybe you should write one.
You know, I'll stick
maybe
to
you
I'll
should
stick
take
to
your,
my fandoms.
Your the Bucky one and just replace the names like and then just put them as like inserts
put them
in that
in
world.
1937 New York.
Let's go to an ad break, you know, and then we'll talk about some spoilers at this point. I think we're ready.
Since we're talking about it, I think we should talk about how he survives at the
how
end.
How Jake Sully survives?
No, Jake Sully obviously is going to
the colonel.
The colonel. Like, how, yes. Well, like, why? Because obviously it's going to be like him coming, he's going to come back again a
I
third time.
I feel like
time,
he's going to be the recurring villain,
which
at least for the
he's
first
not
three.
Cool enough. He's not cool enough to be a recurring villain.
I feel like
villain.
He was in the first one. I think in the first one, he's a great villain.
Yeah,
I
feel like in this one, he just is annoying. And so I feel like it would have been a better payoff for him to die, obviously. And then,
yes,
like the whole thing with Spider, I'm like, this little bitch is betraying this family that's like,
so then he goes right back. He goes right back like a snake.
Yeah, it'll be interesting
or a
to
spider.
See. Well, yeah. I think that'll be a dynamic in the third one because obviously they're going to have a relationship between Spider and the girl,
yes,
daughter, which will bring conflict, I'm sure. And so. Yes. It'll be interesting.
We need some
to
conflict
see
in the family.
How
so
this
that's
all
good.
Well, yeah, like there isn't enough conflict already in that family. I do think that it'll be it, that like that. I think that'll be interesting, but I'm also like I don't really care about that dynamic as much. So it'll be I don't know. He should have just died. That's my main takeaway. Is like
he should have died, or he should have not been saved by him. And I think what might have been cool. I thought they were going to do a full spider turn in this movie because they were kind of showing they were like showing it where like he saw them like being like evil, I guess, or like killing people.
Sure.
So I thought they were going to do like a full turn in this movie. I think that's where they're going eventually, but it would have been cool maybe if like he at the end of this movie like fully became the villain, you know?
Interesting.
And like we started the third movie with him as a villain. Maybe they think Spider's dead or something. And then, like, he comes back like, I am alive and I have come for my revenge. I don't know. That could have been... Sounds like something James Cameron would write. The thing with this movie is it is very similar to the first.
Sure.
And I think that is a flaw, but also something I can kind of forgive because this movie is so long after the first one, it almost feels like a reboot. So it kind of feels like a greatest hit sometimes of the first, where it's like, oh yeah, I remember this. I think if the third movie follows the same formula, where it's like learning about a new world and then like all, and then the same villain, like all that stuff, I think that is where I'll start to have more of an issue. I think retreading some of the same ground in the second one is fine in this case, because it has been so long since the first movie. So I can see why they might have done that. But I hope in the third one, at least they go, they branch out a little story wise. Cause I would like to see some more conflicts. Like, I know you said there's a lot of conflicts, but it feels like very,
it's
like,
very petty conflict. Cause it's all exactly. Like domestic conflict.
Yes.
So it's very, like there's no betrayer or anything like that. Like, it's just like a normal teen boy is like having trouble fitting in. And the conflict is that like he happens to be the son of a leader. And it's like the other kid is also a son of a leader. So it's like, that's just normal conflict, you know, or
that's
normal
like
family.
Channel conflict.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, it is.
It is. It was some Disney Channel vibes going on.
Yeah,
with the,
so it's
with
very
the
like, and
teenagers.
Even the, yeah, I mean, it's all very simple, like, story conflict, but it's all very centralized within the family drama. Mm-hmm. There's not a whole, apart from the Sky people being like, we need to go kill Jake Sully. Like, I think the most interesting conflict in reality to me was the people killing the, like, Tanooks, the whales.
Yeah, the whales. Yeah.
And I think that is a more interesting storyline to me of, like, these people are actually harvesting from the land and from the creation. And that seems more of a, like, interesting conflict to me than, like, them just trying to kill Jake Sully. Like, I don't really care about Jake. I care, but I do care about, like, them profiting off the people and, like, the creation there and everything on Pandora. And so, like...
Well, and I think that is the overarching conflict, I think, of the... of the series is the of the Sky people and like how they're destroying the earth. And that's what I'm saying. I think I know this one was a lot was probably smaller because I know they are trying to reintroduce us to another world. And so I hope now that we're introduced to the water and the forest that the next one can go a little more in depth on, like, I don't know, like you're saying, those deeper conflicts that we might be facing, because now we're fully understanding where we are and who the characters are.
I think, like, one of the characters that I thought was kind of interesting was the, like, marine biologist.
Yeah, which, what a weird casting choice also.
Yes.
For him. That was wild.
But he also was, like, someone who I feel like feels like an authentic, like, character we would see, where it's like, yeah, this is, like, I am against this, but, like, I don't really care because this is what I'm supposed to do. And so he kind of was, like, apathetic to what, like, he just kind of pushed past the conflict of, like, the what they were doing was ethically and, like, very morally,
like, disassociated
wrong. But
from
he just,
from
yeah,
the
but
situation.
You could tell that, like, it bothered him, but he was like, well, I'm doing what I'm doing. And so I think that is, I hope there's more characters like that, just because I find that conflict more interesting to be like, oh, this is something we see, like, now, instead of the big bad military guy, like, comes and punches you.
Like, I feel like we need to go a little beyond, like, and find out who else is from the Sky people, these other people, and, like, more of the ins and outs of what they're trying to do.
Yeah, like, let's lean away from the military and the, like, that, and let's get into the nitty-gritty of, like, I don't know, the other stuff, because I just find that more interesting.
Well, the military, again, feels very, a lot more broad. Like we're saying with, like, I would like to go in a little deeper on some of these things in the next one, which I think is a good chance that they will, because that's kind of how, like, series work, you know, as we go farther in, we get deeper and deeper into stories and plot lines and stuff. So I think that would be a good direction for them to go in. And it ends with him, like, same way the first movie ends. Obviously, they're trying to parallel the first. With, like, him opening his eyes, waking up. Which I guess was, like, again, like, as long as the third movie doesn't end like that, I'm fine. I just don't want that to be the ending of every movie. You know? Like, him opening his eyes. Like, how many times can we see this? So it's like, so we left where he's like, they're staying at the water place.
Yeah.
Is what we decided. And he's just going to hunker down there, I guess, until he gets attacked again is the plan.
That's what it seems like. It seems like there's going to be, seems I mean, like a bad plan. There'll have to be some form of conflict. Like, the guy comes back or something. Well, the guy will come,
but he doesn't know the guy's alive. So it's like,
yeah, or he's assuming they'll send, like, someone else. They go somewhere else to help someone else, or, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, it just seems like, but I do like the water village. So
I think the water village is really cool. And I do like the forest, but I feel like the water is more, I don't know. There's more things you could do with the water, I guess, because we're more unfamiliar. And I really like how they made it so they can't breathe the whole time, but they can breathe very long. They can, like, take very deep breaths and not go a long time without taking a breath, because it makes it so we can go, like, deep in the water. But also, like, you have the fear or the idea, like, they need to take a breath at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, in the scene with the whale, I know it's not a whale, but, like, that, well, it wasn't a whale in the beginning. Like, whoever's attacking the younger brother.
Yeah, the Tanuk.
Like, he has to come back up for air.
Uh-huh.
So, like, stuff like that where, like, I think that is a good conflict. Or at the end with how they had a long way to swim and the dad wasn't as good at holding his breath. Also, huge mistake by him. Why are they not teaching everyone to hold their breath for very long? Like, everyone knows except for the dad and the mom. Like,
well, he, like, probably just was being obstinate about it. I don't know.
He's like, I don't need to breathe underwater.
I my lungs are great. I'm very strong. I am strong man with strong lungs.
But I like that scene, though. I thought that was a good scene with them having to, like, do that breathing thing. I don't know. And, like, having her put the light fairy creatures down there,
yeah,
to guide,
which
the way.
I think also, again, proves that, like, the whole thing is going to be about the kids. Like,
yeah,
that's
the
where
family
they're transitioning
is the central.
To is,
yeah,
like, which I'm fine with. Less of Jake, more of the kids. That's where,
more family.
That's my goal with this series going forward.
Yeah, I just think, final thoughts, I guess. I definitely enjoyed it. I think, like any movie, there are issues. It's not a perfect movie, but I had a great time. And there were a lot of things that just, like, were things that I had never seen before, I guess, in movies here, which you can't really say as much anymore because there's so many movies that have come out. So it's cool to see a movie that, like, makes you go, like, wow, that's wild. And I am not, like, 100% sure how they filmed that, or, like, I haven't seen anything done in this way before. And that's, you know, that's exciting. I think it's always fun to get those things. And hopefully it leads to better underwater things, like, in future movies, you know, like, people can take the technology and, like, block. Marvel would never, it would be too much work for Marvel.
Well,
but maybe,
I think,
like,
they made a new camera too. Like, they had to develop some kind
that
of
sounds
new
right,
camera
yeah.
that James Cameron, like, did or something that they're using. I don't know. I've read that too.
I think they had to do that for the first one too. Like, they've had to, like,
so, I mean,
develop
it definitely,
this technology,
like,
for the movies.
I hope that, and not that we get a ton of underwater stuff, but maybe this will lead to better underwater technology in the future.
Yeah.
And different things like that. So, like, those things are impressive to me. I think overall, I will probably not ever watch this again. Even when the next one comes out, I don't think I'll have to, like, revisit this or
anything.
No,
there's not a lot that you're going to, like, miss, I don't think.
I would probably watch a behind-the-scenes documentary about it, more just for the tech side of things. I do still, like I said, I really liked some of the water sequences, mostly when the kids were just, like, swim. Ooh, look at this creature. Look at this thing. Like, that was what I liked the best. I think the story was just very basic for me. Like you said, you don't really watch this for the story as much as you do, like, the experience, like, the visual experience you're getting. So, like, this is definitely far from my favorite movie of the year. But, like, I guess it was fine.
What a great review. Yeah, it's not my favorite. I think I put it at number 9. Like, it's under...
Oh,
like,
it's not even close to my top 10.
It's under a lot of the ones where, like, I really, really like them. I think the main thing is just, this, like you said, the story. I think the story is not as interesting, but I do think sometimes it helps because, like, you can focus more on the other stuff. And I sometimes won't deny the having not to, like, think too hard about a story is nice. You know, sometimes I don't want to have to be thinking too hard about everything. It's like a nice Saturday morning cartoon kind of thing. Even though I you use that phrase, but I don't know if, like, do people, who watches Saturday morning cartoons? Like, people still use that, but it's like, what Saturday morning cartoons are we talking about?
It's
now?
Like, you, like, turn on Bluey on Disney Plus.
Like, oh, I love these Saturday morning cartoons. My favorite trope. Yeah, so I guess we'll see how the third movie is. And I'm also interested to see, like we said, the box office stuff. So going forward, I guess we'll have to keep an eye on that. Question of the week wise, would you spend 13 years making a movie?
I feel like we should just skip question of the week.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know, answer that in your answer, whatever. Come up with a question and answer in your head and don't tell us.
Yeah, because we won't be back for 2 weeks. So by the time we get to... Two weeks, unless there's something like for the end of the year we want to do, and like, but right. I think we can just skip it for this.
We'll give you guys a break this week, you know, a vacation, take some time off, see the family, and then in January we'll be coming back with more questions for you all to answer. While they're waiting, though, they can follow us on social media. We can't post this on Twitter because then we'll be against the policy. But
damn,
you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, or go to our website. So many things in the show notes. Do we want to say what our next episode is? Oh, well, we might not know.
I think it's good to see us in the new year.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see you all in the new year. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
Merry
holidays.
Avatar. Seasons. Can't even say Merry Christmas anymore. Seasons greetings.
God damn it. These liberals. Woke agenda.
Thank God we have Tim Allen here to save us. Thank you, Home Improvement. Thank you all for listening. And until next time, I am Noah.
And I'm Kayla.
And we're your secondhand film.